Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Rob?
I'm well. A tough day for you guys at Delaware. Come up with a 49-17 loss. As you've gone back and looked at the tape on that one, just talk to me about what happened.
Well, you know, looking at it there, and obviously even coming away from the game, there weren't a lot of positives that came out of Saturday's game for us. And I think you got to credit Delaware for playing a complete game. They really controlled every phase of it. You know, they started fast. They jumped out to a big lead early. We surrendered 42 first half points, and their defense made it difficult for us to establish really any continuity on offense. And their offense really was able to do pretty much whatever they wanted to do against our defense. And then you throw in a critical error early in the game, in the kicking game for us. And it just made for a long afternoon. You know, I think the fumbled punt on the 8 yard line really set them up to go up 21-7 at that point, and or 21-10, I believe it was. And that kind of really got the momentum. It swung in their favor at that point. But you got, like I said, you got to give Delaware a lot of credit. They played a very complete game, and they controlled every phase of it. You know, the bright spot for us was certainly our running back, Jaden Sheridan, had over 200 yards on the day. And Jaden just continues to show that he is a very talented player with big play capability. But other than Jaden, we really weren't able to get anything going consistently on offense. And defensively, we struggled for most of the day.
Offensively, you talked about Jaden straight today, but you're without Tony for the second straight game with Enzo Aronha at quarterback, was limited to about 90 yards passing, was sacked six times. The sacks, was it Delaware's defense, or was he holding the ball a little bit long, or issues on your line? What did you see from that?
Probably a combination of all three, Rob, to be very honest with you. You know, I think, you know, we knew going in that Delaware has an outstanding defense, and that Enzo was going to have to play at a very, very high level in order to give us a chance. You know, I thought we had some things going in the run game, but in a game where, you know, they jump out to such a significant lead early on, you have to be able to throw the ball. And when the other team knows you're going to throw the ball, it makes it that much more difficult to protect the passer. There was a couple things I think he was maybe a little bit impatient with, a little things he didn't quite trust all the way. And then there were some times where he was trying to make a play, maybe trying too hard to make a play sometimes. So it was a combination of a lot of things. You know, I love the way he plays. He's a competitor, but there are some things he can do a better job of.
You touched on the fumble on the punt, which obviously was a huge play, as you noted, to go down 21-10, but you're still 21-10 with what, 6 minutes to go, 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Delaware puts three on the board in the last 5.5 minutes. What did you see that kind of happened in that stretch?
Well, you know, at that point in the game, actually, they scored twice within 3 minutes. And, you know, you want to be able to, a good defensive team is able to close out the half and not allow any late scores in either the first half or the second half. And for them to kind of score twice within that period of time, you know, really put us on our heels. They were able to hit some big passes during those drives. They picked up a couple of key third downs, an aspect that we have not been very efficient at on the defensive side, and then turn those first downs when they converted the thirds into touchdowns. But, you know, those are situations where you feel that you need to get off the field, get the ball back to our offense, see if we could close up their lead that they had a little bit, but we were not able to do that.
You touched about your defense and the tough day that they had, but Nolan Henderson is – put up some pretty good numbers against a lot of defenses this season. What impressed you with the day that he had?
Well, he's very poised. He's experienced. He was very accurate with all of his passes. He didn't take any chances and really didn't put the ball in bad spots on the entire day. His completion percentage was outstanding. I think he was 22 of 28 or 29, 5 touchdown passes. You know, he really made it, he made them go, and he had an outstanding day.
Do you feel like, you know, we've talked about Jaden all year long. I know it's a little bit early, but now he's up over 1,500 yards rushing. Where do you put him? I know you've been doing this a while, and probably have had some great backs over the year. Where do you see him in the maybe in the national landscape, or maybe that's not something you've talked about, but or thought about, but where should he be talked about on the national landscape as far as being a Peyton Award All-American type caliber back?
Well, I think he certainly has to be in the conversation. You know, he's a guy that, you know, obviously he's got outstanding speed and is able to break long runs and has done that pretty much against everybody we've played. He's a guy that is still learning. He's still becoming that complete back that you want to have. But his ability to take it into the end zone and anytime he touches the ball is always a positive, and it's always something that, you know, we like. I mean, as far as where he fits on the national stage, I know what his numbers say. You know, I haven't seen a lot of the other people that are ranked as highly as him, but I would say that he has to be in that conversation.
Got a question this morning from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Coach, how is that young man that was carted off the field? We're just wondering.
He's done for the season. He will not be playing anymore this year. It was a fairly severe knee injury. You know, it's unfortunate because it is his senior year. And it had to have a season end like that is very unfortunate.
Kevin, bye week, certainly an unusual time to have a bye week prior to the last, last week of the year. I don't know if you've ever had one this late, but how do you treat it, and what's the focus for your team going forward?
Well, you know what, Rob, I'm looking for suggestions. In 45 years of doing this and coaching, I've never had a week 11 bye before with one game remaining after that. I guess there are probably some scenarios where you would look at it and say, oh, it's a positive to have it that late. I'm still trying to find that positive thoughts there on what this late bye is. But I can tell you this, you know, we have some guys that are banged up. Saturday's game was a physical game. We can use it to rest up a lot and get some of our guys healthy and head into the final week of the season against Stony Brook as strong as we can be.
Do you think you're going to be able to get Tony back or not sure yet?
We're not sure yet. We're hopeful. We're hopeful that he can come back and close out the season. He's made significant progress from the first week to the second week and then again this week. So, you know, we'll see what this bye week brings and see how he goes into the final week of the season.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.